Thank you so much. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
This is Stephen Lance from Oak Ridge, North Carolina.
Hey, Stephen. Welcome to the show. What do you do there in Oak Ridge?
I'm a computer programmer.
I see. Do you do anything for fun?
Yeah, I brew beer.
There you are. They want some, Steve. Steven, it's nice to have you with us. You're going to play the game in which you have to tell truth from fiction, of course. Carl, what is Steven's topic?
There you go, Mrs. Obama. Problem solved.
The First Lady's campaign to fight the obesity epidemic is just getting revved up. And what do you know this week? It's solved. It's done. It's over. Move on to the next problem. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about an exciting new weight loss strategy that's going to make everybody into swimsuit models. Your job, choose that true story. You'll win Carl's voice in your home answering machine. First, let's hear from Roy Blunt, Jr.
A stay at Valley Hill Spa in Van Nuys, California can be bliss. Herbal baths, massage, and guilt-free micro-dining. Or it can be something much darker. Do you need drastic weight loss help? Sign up for the Fatty Cam. You know how TV cameras add 10 pounds? Fatty Cam adds 50. And that's not all. On the first day of your stay at Valley Hill, you eat as you like. Then you watch yourself doing so as videoed by Fatty Cam. 50 UGDF pounds adds quite a lot of flesh bunched loosely around the face, neck, shoulders, and upper arms. But that's not all. You know how they make the babies talk in the commercials? Fatty Cam makes you slurp and drool and belch and moan. Take a deep breath and sigh and get a second wind, complete with squishy, guttural yum-yum noises. Then you squint and strain and your eyes disappear into your fat. There's a pause and boom, what a fart. You can take the DVD home to watch before mealtimes.
The Fatty Cam at a spa in Van Nuys, California. Your next story of a new way to lose weight comes from Amy Dickinson.
Cinnabon is known for its aromatic bun booths in airports. Their most famous product, the classic Cinnabon, recently caused film director Kevin Smith to get booted off of his Southwest flight. But now, after fattening up their clientele, the cellulite shop has decided to slim their customers down again. Meet the Cinnablast. Company spokeswoman Janet Daly says, everybody knows the quicker something passes through your system, the less time it has to land on your thighs. The diuretic properties of cinnamon combine with the natural lubrication of vanilla. And while this might be challenging for someone ingesting a Cinnablast before an international flight, for all passengers traveling over 2 hours, the company's going to sweeten the deal by throwing in an extra packet of frosting.
How appetizing. The Cinnablast, a weight loss product from Cinnabon. Your last story of a surefire diet plan comes from Mo Rocca.
Air kissing is for phonies. Air guitar is for fanboys. The French air diet is for losers. Weight losers. A feast sits before you. Slice into that mouth-watering porterhouse. Then lift a forkful up to your mouth, right up to your lips. And that's it. That's right. You can only pretend to eat the food in front of you. Practitioners of the air diet do get to consume one thing. They can pig out on salt soup. That's water mixed with salt, heated up. Bon appetit! With its emphasis on pantomime, you could call it the Marcel Marceau plan. Come on, if you're only pretending to climb a rope, it's not like you really need to eat. In fact, Marceau could have benefited from the air diet. Those stripes made him look really fat.
All right. Stephen, this is something that can help you lose weight starting today. Is it from Roy Blunt, Jr., the Fatty Cam at a spa in Van Nuys, California? From Amy Dickinson, the Cinnablast, about which I shall say no more. Or from Morocco, the air diet, a diet plan in France where you simply pretend you go through the motions of eating food. Which of these is the real story of a weight loss technique?
Well, it can't be Amy's. That's just too disturbing. And the French have a history of mime. I am going to go with the fatty cam.
You're going to go with the fatty cam. All right. That's Roy's story. Well, we spoke with an expert on diet techniques about the true story.
The air diet suggests you make a plate of food, you cut the food, you can smell it, but you never actually eat the food. Mm-hmm.
That was Brandi Kosky. She's the editor of dietsandreview.com, and she was talking about the French air diet. She wrote a post about it on her blog. I'm so sorry, as you've no doubt figured out, that, believe it or not, Mo's story was the real story. Mm. You did not win our game, but you did earn a point for Roy with his remarkable and, I think, soon-to-be-actually-used idea for a fatty can. Thank you so much for playing, Stephen.
Thank you.
Take care.
All that meat and more potatoes just ain't right like green tomatoes. Here I'm waiting.